The deadline to get health insurance is just around the corner. The Affordable Care Act requires people to be enrolled in a qualified plan by March 31st or face a penalty. Included in the mandate are all young adults who reach age 26 and can no longer be included on their parents' plan. In Wisconsin, the deadline is critical for about 77,000 residents who will lose Medicaid coverage on April 1st. WUWM's Aaron Toner spoke with people searching for an affordable insurance plan before the month ends.
Lauren Kegler is exactly the type of person President Obama needs for his Affordable Care Act to succeed. The White House says health plans are affordable when a lot of healthy, low-cost young adults enroll. Kegler is 31 years old.
I'm prone to more like sinus infections and things like that that tend to pass on their own. And other than that, I'm really healthy.
Kegler works as an occupational therapist at a nursing home. The job offers health insurance, but she feels it's too expensive.
I think it was like $265 a month just for me, which I never go to the doctor. I haven't been to the doctor once in the last 3 years, so it just seems like a waste of money for me.
But she says living without insurance has been a gamble and one not worth continuing.
I don't want to pay a fine, and I should have insurance just in case. Because God forbid something happens, you know, they would go after my parents or go after, you know, my family of some sort. They're going to get their money. They always get their money.
Kegler says even though she deals with other people's insurance at her job, she's been lost trying to understand and pick a policy for herself. So she attended an enrollment fair the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health sponsored last week in Milwaukee. Sarah Finger is executive director. She says the fair offered so-called navigators to help people create accounts on healthcare.gov and review insurance options.
I think there's a lot of anxiety and confusion about healthcare reform and the Affordable Care Act, and I'm seeing people leave with a little bit of relief, shoulders a little bit less tense, and a little bit of a smile on their face.
So why did you decide to come to this enrollment fair?
Just to get some general information as far as signing up and price-wise and what I was eligible for and whatnot.
That's Jamal Somerville. He's 26, single, and unemployed with no health insurance. He says he's looking forward to getting coverage so he can have a doctor check out a pinched nerve in his shoulder. After talking with a navigator here, Somerville found out he's actually eligible for Medicaid under the state's new guidelines.
I didn't know anything about it before.
So you're going to go home and decide what to do now?
Well, most likely, since they're penalize you once you don't meet the deadline, I will be going home to sign up.
Last year, Governor Walker rejected federal money to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin and instead reconfigured the state program. He's adding about 83,000 extremely poor adults and eliminating coverage for 77,000 others who earn just over the poverty line. The state tells them to purchase policies on the federal exchange.
We actually just signed up to the marketplace yesterday.
Samantha Radovanovic held her two-month-old baby girl as she spoke on the phone from Kenosha. The baby is able to stay on Medicaid, but not the parents because they don't fit the state's new income guidelines. Radovanovic says her husband works for a small company that does not provide insurance. She says the cheapest policy they could find on healthcare.gov costs more than $400 a month with an annual deductible of $12,000.
It's not a good thing for us at all. We just bought a house last year, and we're on a strict budget and didn't foresee having to have this extra payment.
Radovanovic says she resents being forced to buy something her family cannot afford.
We've thought about selling one of our cars so we could use that money to pay for insurance every month. And because I'm a stay-at-home mom, it would be feasible, but it's still not easy at all.
She says one bit of good news is that the insurance plan the couple found would let her keep her current doctors. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.